Many are called, but only few are chosen. Dear friends in Christ, you know, when I entered into seminary in the year 2009, including me, there were 22 candidates to become priest. But when we received the diaconate ordination, we were only two. So all the 20 were dropped out. Many are called, only few are chosen. Dear friends in Christ, we read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Is it easy in this modern world? Is it easy in this modern world? It is not easy at all. To be a true disciple of Christ, it is too hard, especially in this modern world, where we see a lot of worldly attractions, where we see the power of Satan is working to deviate our mind and heart from God. So it is not easy to be a true disciple of Christ, especially in this modern world. We know that though it is not easy, but it is not impossible. It is possible with the help of God. So that's why each and every disciple of Christ is to put all his trust and faith in him. Without his support, a disciple can never lead his life according to his master or according to the will of God. So we need the help of God. As we are celebrating the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, these two saints were the greatest pillars of the church. So these two saints realized the real call of God. They realized the importance to be with the Lord. They realized that they need to change their total life. They realized that it was not possible without his help. So it was possible for them to be the true disciple by the grace of God or through the help of the Lord. So when we analyze the lives of these two great apostles, Saint Peter, he was directly chosen by God or chosen by Jesus himself. But Saint Paul's call was totally different. It was a mysterious call. Saint Peter, who was a fisherman, Jesus came and told him, "Follow me, I will make you fishers of men." He followed him with his brother. But St. Paul's call was not that easy. When he called, he underwent pain and suffering because he was persecuting God himself. Dear friends in Christ, you see, after their call, after the call of Peter, after the call of St. Paul, their lives were totally changed. They were totally new people. So that's why Peter could say, "Where shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life." And St. Paul could say, "I consider everything is nothing. I mean, everything of this world is nothing for the sake of Jesus." So the realization, the conviction is already in the heart of these two great apostles. And you know, the important thing that we need to see in the life of these two, they have not gone, you know, along in different opinions, in different ideology. These two were taken different path, but they have met each other at least for 5 times. For the first time, when we read letter of St. Paul to Galatians chapter 1 verse 19, where St. Paul says, after the mysterious meeting with Jesus, encounter with Jesus, he spent 3 years in Arabia, and then he came to Jerusalem, and he was with Peter for 15 days, it seems. So that was the first to meet. These two great apostles came together and met with each other. So St. Paul, after his conversion, first thing he did was came to visit with Peter. And after 15 days, he started his missionary journey. And the second time, these two came to meet each other was the time when Jerusalem was under the struck, or under what we call a kind of famine. There were so many Christians in Jerusalem, they were starving. They had no food. Even though Peter was there, he called all the faithful together, and he asked them to bring everything together and share with each other. But even that was not enough. So St. Paul and Barnabas, they too were in Antioch, and they collected food and shelter for the people of Jerusalem. And they both brought to Jerusalem. And that was the second time when Peter and Paul met with each other. And the third time, they both met each other was at the Council of Jerusalem in 60 AD. They have called for the Council of Jerusalem in 60 AD because there was a conflict based on circumcision. So the Jews, those who were in Jerusalem, they said, or those who were with Peter, including, you know, Saint James the Great, they said, everybody, those who believe in Christ, should be circumcised, whether you are Jew or non-Jew. You have to be circumcised. So the council was called based on this. St. Paul was arguing that it is not necessary to shed blood once again, because Christ has shed the blood already in the cross, on the cross. So why at all again? So there is no need of circumcision for the Gentiles when they enter into Christianity. But the Jews, they were pressing upon Peter to urge to go for circumcision. But later, Peter was able to understand what St. Paul was speaking, and, you know, he was able to accept what St. Paul was telling. And fourth time, they met in Antioch. This time, they had a conflict, both Paul and Peter. Because those who went with St. Peter, including St. James, they were seeing Peter was sitting and eating with the Gentiles. So Jews did not like seeing Peter eating with Gentiles. So they said that he should not do that. But there came St. Paul, and he had the different opinion that we all are one family. We share the one cup and one bread. So we are one in Christ. There should not be any discrimination. So that is where St. Paul and St. Peter had a little bit conflict. But again, St. Peter understood the importance of being together. So he accepted it again. And the last time, the fifth time that these two great people met was before their death in Rome. That's what we have heard in the readings today. Dear friends in Christ, as we are celebrating the feast of these two great people, their desire, their fervent desire to follow Christ was great. Even though they were weak in different things, St. Peter, even though he was not perfect, but he perfected himself. And St. Paul, at the beginning of his life, he did not understand the true Lord. He was against him. He went to kill all the Christians, but later he perfected himself after the encounter. So we are like St. Peter and Paul, with all the limitations, but with God, everything is possible. We read the Matthew Gospel, chapter 28, verse 19. With the same spirit, Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of everyone in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Everyone. So those who are baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are all going to be saved. So that is what the main duty was given to all the apostles, including Peter and Paul. So as St. Paul said in today's reading, "I ran the race, I competed, and now I am waiting for the reward." So they did the will of God. What was expected from them was, you know, fully given from their life. That's why even they did not mind their death. St. Paul was beheaded and St. Peter was crucified upside down. So this is the conviction of their faith. The same conviction we also should have. You know, many occasions we are failed to speak in the public about our faith. We just keep shut our mouth. We are not able to open our mouth to speak in front of many people or in front of, you know, people who question our faith. How can we be a true disciple? How can we be called to be the followers of Christ?
So realization is needed. Realization is necessary. Who am I? Who am I? I am the child of God, chosen by God to follow Him closely. So I have to work for the glory of God and for the salvation of the souls. So let us ask God for that grace during this Mass. Amen.